Grateful people, joyful hearts. Personas agradecidas, corazones alegres. Grateful people, joyful hearts. They say that these days everything is recorded. So don't say something you might regret, because chances are it will be played back. Now, you'd think that in biblical times, the odds were a lot less likely that your regrettable statement would be remembered forever. But somehow, of all the quotations that Mark could have put in his gospel, he took this from James and John. Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. Was that more arrogant or ignorant? Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. But what if we were to turn it around? What if Jesus were to say, I want you to do for me whatever I ask of you? But there's one main difference. James and John asked something that Jesus couldn't do. He himself admitted that. But Jesus only asks us to do what he knows we can do. What does Jesus know that you can do? Maybe he knows that you can cook. Maybe he knows that you're wonderful with kids. Maybe he knows that you have one morning available a week when you can help someone. Maybe he knows that you are creative. Maybe he knows that you're good at fixing cars. Maybe he knows that your family likes to do things together. Each one of us can do different things. Each one of us likes to do different things. And because of that, God asks of each one of us different things. I was reminded of that just this last week. As many of you know, being pastor of the cathedral is not my only assigned ministry in the Diocese of Dodge City. As director of seminarians, I also guide them in their formation to be future priests. Bishop and I just got back Friday from visiting our theology men in Denver, and I'll leave a little later today to visit our college men, including two from the cathedral at Conception, Missouri. Thank you for your prayers for them and for me. Well, there was a moment at the seminary in Denver on Thursday that reminded me how different our blessings are. At the end of our holy hour, we sang together the divine praises. Some of you know the divine praises. Blessed be God, blessed be his holy name, blessed be Jesus Christ, the litany of praises of God. So we sang them together at the end of our holy hour. And for Bishop and me, it sounded different and new. But for one of our seminarians who sings well, it sounded out of tune and poorly practiced. So at almost the same time, Bishop says, I've never heard it sung that way. And the seminarian says, well, I've never heard it sung that way either. different blessings for different people. Well, every fall, the people of the Diocese of Dodge City take a step back and realize not just how grateful we are that God has blessed us, but how grateful we are that God has blessed us differently. Last week, I spoke about our financial needs at the cathedral and our call to be generous. But our blessings are so much more than a paycheck or a possession. It is our time that God gives us to be with our family, to volunteer, or to help someone in need. It is the hobby or the interest or the talent God has given you to do something you like or something you're good at. It is the faith that God has given you that he hasn't given to someone else. When Jesus looks at you and says, "I want you to do for me whatever I ask of you," it's not like James or John who didn't know what they were asking. No, God only asks because he knows what we can do. And when we remember that, it's easier to be grateful people with joyful hearts.